Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey everyone, it's Teacher Monica, and we are going to talk about the schwa sound in English. Why is this sound so important? Well, it's actually the most common vowel sound in the entire English language. So it is important to know how we pronounce it and how it's used. When you guys hear me say this or pronounce the schwa sound, just keep in mind that I am American, and so all of my pronunciation will be with an American accent. Some of the good things about that, it will be very easy for people to understand you. So we'll take a look at the schwa sound in the first, second, and then other syllables so that you guys hear it, you become familiar with it, okay? So in the first syllable, this is what the schwa sound looks like. And just so you guys know, the way that it's written in the IPA is an upside down E. Okay, so just know that anytime you guys see this funny looking upside down letter E, it is the schwa sound that you want to pronounce. All right, so in the first syllable, ago, effect, explain, occur, upon. So we have this kind of sound, ago, effect, explain, occur, upon, okay? Now that's in the first syllable. Let's go ahead and move over to the second syllable. Soda, open, denim, method, syrup, captain, pigeon, partial, station, cupboard. Okay? Soda, open, denim, method, syrup, captain, pigeon, partial, station, cupboard. Now we're going to look at the schwa sound in other syllables. Some of these actually have more than one schwa sound. In fact, they all have more than one schwa sound, okay? So go ahead and pay attention and see if you can hear it. Occasionally, garages, poisonous, panorama, universal. Occasionally, garages, poisonous, panorama, universal. Okay, so that one had, those words all had a couple of schwa sounds. Occasionally actually is three. Occasionally. Okay, that was three in there. So in addition to being spelled by all the vowel letters and combination of letters, the schwa sound can also be pronounced when there is no vowel at all. And so let's go ahead and look at some words that actually have the schwa sound, but there's no vowel in there, okay? Prism, prism. Nationalism, nationalism. Notice that ism, there's actually no, there's no vowel there. It's just SM, okay? So it's quite interesting how that works. Here are more words with it, and these are going to be contractions with the negative contractions, so not. I'm going to read through a list of them for you guys so you can hear it. Doesn't, isn't, hasn't, wasn't, haven't, didn't, hadn't, shouldn't, wouldn't, couldn't. All right, really quickly, guys, my accent, I do not pronounce the T at the end of words in my natural everyday speaking. some American accents pronounce the T. So some people might say doesn't, isn't, hasn't, wasn't, haven't, didn't, hadn't, shouldn't, wouldn't, couldn't. And that's perfectly fine. It's just an accent. It doesn't make it right or wrong, but I just wanted to give you guys that information. Now let's look at consonant vowel sequences, so the L and the E. At the end of these kinds of words, we usually pronounce it ul, okay? So I'll read through a list of these so you guys can hear it. Able, capable, suitable. Again, these words end in L-E, but we pronounce them at the end, ul. Now we'll look at the three articles in English with the unstressed words that occur before nouns and adjective noun combinations, okay? So remember, we pronounce the vowel as the schwa sound. A book, a cat, a dog. So the article A becomes a book, a cat, a dog. An apple, an orange, an ice cube. An apple, an orange, an ice cube. The book, the cat, the dog, the universe. The. We don't say the book. The cat. The dog, the universe. Now, I do want to let you guys know when I'm pronouncing things, especially when I'm trying to be very clear about it, I sometimes do pronounce the T, but that's not my normal, natural, everyday speech, okay? Also, I mean, that kind of goes for like articles. A lot of the times when we're trying to speak in our best English, we'll pronounce things in a very unnatural way, just to make sure that the people listening, they can understand what we're saying. So when the occurs before a word beginning with a vowel, the sound E is pronounced E. So when the occurs before a word beginning with a vowel sound, like elephant begins with a vowel, the elephant, that's a general rule. The elephant, the apple. That's not always the case, but you might see that in some places. Native speakers will probably just say the elephant, the apple. Native speakers definitely break rules. We don't always follow grammar rules, pronunciation rules. It's just the way it is. But I'm here to help you guys learn the different way to pronounce things. And, you know, there's no, in general, like the things that I'm giving you guys here, these are not always hard set rules as far as exactly when to say the or the, exactly when to say a or a or an. Well, an kind of will always be an apple. So yeah, that's it. Now, if you guys would like to take lessons online, I do have a class where I teach English, everything about English. We do talk about pronunciation, grammar. We have live English chat so you guys can practice your speaking and conversation skills. There are some listening drills in there, and it's only $4 a month. And you guys, if you're not happy with it, you can always cancel anytime. I will leave the link to my class in the description of this podcast so that you guys can go check it out. And I'll be back soon with more lessons for you guys.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.